I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. Yeah. Here we go, you guys. Time to win some money. All
right. Money.
Money. Dollar make me holla. Affair. Ooh. A-F-F-A-I-R. A-F-F-A-I-R. Affair. It was a delightful and splendid affair. Let's go with that. Text of no, it's yeah. Never time, lady. Yeah. Affair.
What? Nothing.
Text affair to 72881 by the end Side of this piece. Hour for your chance to. That is not the code word. Text affair to 72881 by the end of this hour for your chance to win $1,000. That number again, 72881. One lucky national winner gets $1,000. All right, man. Message and data rates may apply. Affair. No. We're doing it all day. Affair.
How often do you have to tell your side piece that there's no moving up in the order?
All the time.
You have to keep
Every
telling
day.
Them that mm-hmm. they're...
Yeah,
they're,
I am never leaving my husband. You can be a side piece, but I'll never leave my husband.
You have to tell them that.
Nope. No moving on up.
To the east side.
And don't you make any trouble or I'll beat the hell out of your car.
In the sky. And your wife.
No. Moving on up. To the east side. Finally got a piece of the pie.
I have another question.
Oh, that the pie.
What? Is there any I love yous exchanged
no,
between
God, no.
side pieces never get to say I love you?
I just... Do you?
Oh, all right.
Oh, well. Affair is this hour's code word, everyone. 72881 is the text number.
So if the side piece were to say I love you, you just...
That's it. It's over.
Go away. Thank you, Bryn.
I don't...
But so that means you don't really... Never mind.
No,
you don't like
not.
The side piece at all?
They're fine.
All right.
I mean,
really
you know.
Just a placeholder.
Right. Thank you, Sarah.
You're welcome.
No, they're not a placeholder. There's already a person there.
Well, if he was there, I wouldn't need a side piece, would I?
Oh, crunch. Hooman, have you seen, this is from 925. Hooman.
Yes.
Have you seen the movie Science Fair?
Oh.
Oh, so... I want to see this. It's supposed to be so good. Is it out yet?
So the answer is no.
It's a documentary. It's supposed to just the trailer for it is as charming as can be.
925 says it's great.
Oh.
If anyone is involved with Science Fair, can you write into the station? I want to see this,
it
and I want to promote the hell out of it.
September 14th.
Oh.
So 2 weeks ago.
Oh, it's old.
It's old.
Dusty.
Crusty.
Dusty.
Musty.
408 says, Steven Spielberg is Gwyneth Paltrow's godfather. Her first acting gig was as Wendy in Peter Pan.
Oh, adorable.
Oh, I didn't know that.
I didn't either.
707 says, yeah, but you don't think he was using that camera as a way to just sort of be in between, like keep himself private? I mean.
Yeah, I have no idea. It seems like a weird thing that Steven Spielberg was your videographer.
It's her second wedding, dude.
I'll just get Steven Spielberg to do it. I'll get Steve to do it.
707 says, fans brought back Brooklyn Nine-Nine with Terry Crews to a different network. 911 is brand new, and they're different shows.
Oh.
Thank you, 707.
Thank you. We just got confused by all the nines and
Wait,
ones.
Say it again. What was the first one?
Fans brought back Brooklyn Nine-Nine with Terry Crews.
Okay, and then the other one is 911.
Right.
Okay.
911 is about a firefighter team, second season, always been on Fox. Jennifer is a 911 operator on the show.
Oh.
Does not look like it's shot on an iPhone.
Okay. Does to me.
All right.
iPhones do have good cameras now, you guys.
911 is not shot on an iPhone.
I didn't say
yeah,
it was.
Bryn.
It's just poorly edited and looks kind of like mediocre.
I don't know what Rescue 911 is, but 911 is a good show. Connie Britton, Angela Bassett. It's a good show. Hopefully Jennifer Love Hewitt won't ruin it.
Yeah. She does ruin things.
Yeah. So she's newly added to the show because they made a point of mentioning her, and that's what stood out to me was, oh, that lady's had quite a few TV shows.
She really has.
With great success.
Yes.
Surprisingly, that Ghost Hunter show was on for years.
I know. What was the name? Was it called?
I don't know.
She had the powers, right?
Angel Lady.
I don't know, but I mean, that's when she was with Jamie
Ghost Whisperer?
Kennedy.
Yeah,
Kennedy.
That's it.
And he ended up on the show because they were dating.
Yeah. And then he ended up off the show because they broke up.
Right. Well, that happens.
Yeah. Remember she was dressing him? Remember he used to come in and he'd just be in like, you know, raggedy jeans and a dumb t-shirt and be all, oh. And then she started dressing. He like wore a white suit in here. We're like, what the hell are you wearing?
Like, oh, my girlfriend made me wear it.
Oh, my God, Sarah. Bruce Dern is not Gwyneth Paltrow's dad.
Oh, what's his name?
Gwyneth Paltrow's dad? Well, Laura Dern
Mr. Paltrow.
It's not Paltrow, though. Or maybe, you know what, it is. It's probably Bruce Paltrow.
I don't know.
Because Blake Danner's name is different, but one of them has to be a Paltrow, right?
Bruce Paltrow.
Okay. Sorry.
Sorry about
He's a director and producer.
And I think he's Laura Dern's dad.
And father of Laura Dern, yeah, here it is. And
Gwyneth
Paltrow's
someone
dad
else famous.
Is a Paltrow. They don't know either then.
It's fine. Sorry.
So he
we
died.
Talk a lot.
You know Bruce Paltrow's dad.
Yes, we,
okay.
we do
2002.
Know that. That's what Chris Martin wrote the song Lights about.
Is that right?
Supposedly.
When the light...
Look at you knowing stuff about Coldplay.
The Greatest Man.
Just about Gwyneth. That's actually the only Coldplay song that I can say I love.
Oh, you love
Lights
it.
Lights will guide you home.
I like him for the weekend, too, and I like the song they did with the Chainsmokers.
Okay. Mickey Thomas got his start with Elvin Bishop. He sang the hit Fooled Around and Fell in Love.
Ooh, I love that
did?
Song.
Fooled around and fell in love.
Marty Balin had a solo hit called Hearts.
Oh.
Now I'm confused. Which Marty?
Marty Balin is the one who passed away. He was the guitar player, and I think he did do some singing for Jefferson Airplane, Jefferson Starship. He would like you to know, posthumously, he was never part of Starship.
Yeah.
He was never knee-deep in any hoopla. Yeah. Although he did help build the city.
Oh,
oh
that
I
song.
Do know this song.
Yeah.
All right.
Oh my God, it's awful. You don't like this.
One another.
You guys don't like this.
Yeah,
you
this
do
was,
not.
This was a hit.
It was.
I haven't heard it in. Jesus, will you stop loading your weapons?
Keep loading.
Yeah, load another gun already.
Ow! You're the one playing it. I don't know why you're so upset. You could turn it off anytime you wanted to.
More loading.
Please stop it. I'm not a gun fan.
My heart died.
408 wishes we still did traffic. I don't know what to tell you.
I don't know what to do. Yeah. People don't.
It's not us.
Yeah. We wish we still did traffic too.
Traffic on the 8s on KCBS. Try them.
No,
don't go away.
What do you want me to
say?
Just use your phone. Use your cell phone. That's what everyone else is
They're
doing.
You're going to go to somebody. At least go to them. They have no content beyond that.
It's not like they're going to hold them.
Weather.
Right. Oh, okay.
Well, it's with the traffic, so then you can just come back. You have everything you need to know. And then we'll tell you all the things you don't need to know.
Pork shoulder is amazing, Vinny.
Dude, it was. I couldn't believe how good it was. Delicious.
I don't want to be reminded that it used to be part of some pig's arm.
Yeah.
Don't remind me of that.
I was like, oh, God, shoulders are delicious. Mmm.
707 says, Hooman is so butt sore about Big John.
No.
Oh, he's fine.
Right? Pretty butt sore.
You're fine.
Hey, listen, I think I'm the most generous giving person in the world. I'm giving him the whole NFL season.
We don't want it. We don't want it. We want you back. I want you back.
707 says, Hooman, I love you to death, but please stop being so passive-aggressive towards Sarah and her family. Big John apologized. Two night games out of the next 4 months is no reason to be treating them like this. Think of the years of friendship the Clark family has devoted to you. Why be like this, especially on air?
Yeah,
it is crunchy and off-putting.
I agree.
I miss the caring, loving Husky.
Oh, Husky, come back.
He'll be back in January, everyone. Until then, you got this guy.
Hooman is being such a diva. What does FFS mean? I don't know. Never
Fast
mind.
Forward.
Oh. For sake.
Oh, okay.
For sake?
For F sake.
Oh, for F sake.
I thought it was FFFS. Kavanaugh.
I know. My calendar.
Wow, Sarah and Hooman have people issues.
Oh. I have super people issues, that's true.
Da-na-na-na-na-na.
I don't know if Hooman does.
Sarah, you need to start being more assertive when it comes to John and Debbie. You are letting them dictate your life to the detriment of your happiness.
No, I'm happy.
They, you know, you tweeted, no, sorry,
really,
you Instagrammed.
Friday night, you didn't sound happy.
I was bummed that that happened.
You Instagrammed a photo of some meal that John, Big John, made for you that looked delicious.
Yeah,
the
he
shrimps.
Brought over, because we had, I think they went and got In-N-Out after the game yesterday, so we had In-N-Out, which is, you know, never a great food choice. Just fast food
what?
In general, you know.
In-N-Out's it's so good.
It is, it's delicious. But then afterwards, I'm always like, oh, I feel bad. Why did I eat that? And then, so we decided we'd skip dinner, and then like 2 hours after we decided that, I guess John got hungry because he barbecued up a bunch of shrimp and brought them over. I was like, all right, I'll eat some shrimp.
All right.
So that's what we had for dinner.
Well, it looked good.
Three shrimp each. It was great.
Oh, that's never enough.
Five shrimp each. It was, we, you know, they were big. They were good
Ten.
Size shrimp. No. There were a lot of us. There were six of us, so we only each got a couple.
925 says, Matt Damon, really? Weinstein's best friend? Mm. Silent on Matt? Disgusting. 925 says, and they
Damon.
Wonder why Saturday Night Live is irrelevant. Liberal, no rating show.
Yeah.
I know. I think it's great. I love it, and I watch it every week.
510 says, Vinny, shut up.
Oh.
She's a self-righteous white girl who literally harassed and tried to kidnap children. No. Just no.
What?
Who?
Is that about the Lindsay Lohan
Yeah,
thing?
But
oh.
I don't know what I said.
Yeah, I don't know what
that
you said
in
either.
Some way defended or supported her. I couldn't. I can't imagine that I said anything
said,
that would lead you
why
to.
Why isn't she on her TV show in Greece right now?
I don't know what you're talking about, but okay.
We're just talking.
People often hear something
that they want to hear.
Right. Mm-hmm. That Lindsay story is really kind of sad. She is so obviously not in her right mind. Really looks like she's using again.
Yeah, it didn't look good. And the accent thing is my favorite part.
Shalom, hello.
Shalom, hello. I'm trying to help you. Why would you not let me help you? Children, come with me to my hotel room. I will give you popcorn and movies. Shalom, hello. Hello. I am Lindsay Lohan. This is just how I talk. I can't help it. Shalom, hello.
Why is Kanye getting any airtime at all? Horrible performance, lame song. There are hundreds of other artists that could be up there. He sounded awful.
Yeah, I was mystified.
But who's going to dress like a Perrier bottle? Huh?
Yeah, look, you know what? I mean, in retrospect, maybe he's a genius, and I just don't get it.
Well, they do. They've always gone for controversial acts, for sure. Mm. And sometimes it's backfired, and sometimes it's gone great.
Mm-hmm.
They've played punk bands in the 70s that they had to ban immediately.
Mm.
They broke Devo, and Devo was like, the general public didn't know what to do with that.
Yeah. All those bands, the thing I liked about those is that they played their own, they had some talent and played some instruments and weren't just like people dressed up as bottles of still or sparkling water kind of mouthing along.
He danced
to some,
cute, Sarah. It was funny.
I don't know, man. I didn't. I really felt like, am I watching like a children's show?
510 says, Teyana Taylor performed the second song. She was the greased up dancer from his Fade video.
Oh. She's hot. Hot chick, man. Like that. Those are some sweet abs. And you could see everything through that shirt. And by shirt, I mean little bralette thing that she had on. Look good.
Lil Pump is only 17 and huge in the hip-hop world at the moment, says 510. He's turned 18 since, apparently, because he's been...
Going to jail.
Yeah, they've taken his parole back, and he's going to do some time. 408 says, Sierra Club is one of the main reasons why you sit in traffic and why we have close to zero public transportation.
Oh. Thanks, Sierra Club.
925 says, in SF, straws illegal, junkie needles legal. That is weird. One of the weird ones.
I mean, it's not legal. They're trying to help. Clean injection sites were the idea. They do a needle exchange. I mean, we are hopefully keeping people from contracting hepatitis or AIDS or, you know, whatever. I mean, the heart's in the right place. And, you know, listen, I'm all for no straws. It's a tiny, tiny little nod. I'm fine with no straws.
I'm with you on the straws, but discarded needles in the city streets may be actually spreading disease more than not providing clean needles for people. It's debatable.
Right.
Which one, bamboo straw or paper straw?
I don't care.
Oh.
Any
A
I don't
clean
even
glass.
Need a straw.
How about that?
Yeah, gulp, I don't need
gulp,
a straw.
Gulp. I'll put my mouth on it if it doesn't have some lady's lipstick from the last
just
time
turn
the glass
it around.
Was. No.
You'll be fine.
No.
You'll live.
No.
It's all right.
Vinny, stop saying cement when you mean concrete.
Oh, Jesus. What's the difference?
Oh, my God.
What the hell is the difference?
That?
A concrete
yeah,
maker?
Yeah, that's some dude who's, got him, who's driving
difference?
A concrete truck right now.
Right.
I thought they were the same damn thing.
You ball buster. I know they're just laughing at me like, oh, I'm just going to.
Concrete cement.
What's AJ's concrete.
Is there a difference? Can you guys look that up?
No, I closed my
Yeah,
computer.
I closed mine. Oh.
I think cement makes concrete.
It's the bag. You buy a bag of cement, and then you mix
right.
it with water, and it turns into concrete.
Right. I think that's it.
Okay.
We're going to mess that one up in the
Doesn't,
future.
Yeah,
that's
we will
a heads
continue.
Up,
Dave,
yeah.
We cannot win today.
Let me go ahead. Here it is. Cement
okay,
is actually an ingredient of concrete.
Ah!
What's the
sense?
Other ingredients in concrete?
Concrete is a mixture of aggregates and paste.
What about cement?
And cement is an ingredient that's put into concrete.
Doesn't it's okay.
Doesn't break
Didn't
it
I
down.
Just
Yep.
Never
no.
Break it down.
It's fine. It's all broken down.
707 says, "Haha, now you guys care about the A's. East Bay for life." We're just trying to support the team.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, the Giants aren't in it, but the A's are, and if anybody needs support, it's the A's.
Yeah. And by the way, quit grousing when people support the A's. I've seen the tented off upper decks.
Hey, great. I just want to give a shout out to the Giants and Hunter Pence and amazing year for them, right?
Hunter's done, right?
Yeah.
Amazing career. For
amazing
Hunter.
Career.
Yeah.
Tapping out, huh?
Well, he's going to go somewhere else.
Oh.
Probably.
Yeah, that's what I heard, too. Yeah. I don't know who's going to pick him up, but they were interviewing him. Like, the guy had him live on TV. He goes, "Is this your last season?" What's the guy supposed to answer? He's like, "We'll see." Hopefully
I'm
not.
A free agent, man. They're not going to pay me anymore. He had a $100 million contract or something, right? 5 years? $100 million bucks? That's good.
Yeah.
Solid
know,
money. He could
deal.
Walk away. I don't know. People don't get injured in baseball the way they do, and you can keep playing. Football
yeah,
seems
it's a
much
totally
more,
different thing. Yeah. Did you see the Seahawks? Okay, check this story out. There's a player for the Seahawks. I can't think of the dude's name right now, but he was someone. He's one of their good players. And he was someone who had said, "I need a new contract. I'm one of your best players. I deserve to be treated with respect. I want a new contract. This is the last year of my deal." And they were like, "No, not happening." So he ends up playing anyway and breaks his leg.
Yeah.
And
oh.
he's out for the season. And as they were carting him off, he was flipping off his own team as they took him away. Because there he is. That's a dude who's not going to get paid the rest of the season. Has to go find a new team next year. And
if his leg comes back.
Well, that remains to be seen for sure, but that's football mm-hmm. in a way. I mean, football's gnarly.
It does seem like, you know, if you can stand getting hit by a truck, you can be a football player. I can't stand it.
Yeah, absolutely. I got tackled by a guy when I was in third grade. It hurt so bad.
Mm.
Oh, my God. It's like, man, who put the pro on the field? What happened here? I don't think I'm ever going to come to. It's awful.
I can't feel my face.
I'm not in this for that. Just want to, you know, jog around.
Yeah.
Dive for some balls.
Next hit some thing guys you know, on the butt.
Boy. What?
No.
No one said anything
stuff.
About that.
That's what guys do.
The problem is they treat girls' teams different than the boys' team. That's where there's an issue. Oh. But the mom is crazy. Vinny, they don't need to build anything on the moon for me to want a vacation there. They could put lawn furniture there and I'm there.
Oh.
It's the moon.
It's the moon. Let's go. Come on, you guys, let's go to the moon.
You know what, though?
We could do a show from the moon.
Here's the deal. You're going to get up there to the moon, yep. And you're going to be like, man, I can't get any bars on my phone. Star.
Oh, by the time I go to the moon, I'm sure there'll be all kinds
of.
Oh,
really? They're going to have the. Really?
Yep.
All right.
We all hooked in.
You say so.
It's going to be great.
510 says, that guy's mother is ruining him.
Well, that's what mothers are here for. I mean, God knows.
To that extent? My goodness.
At home every day to screw my kids up.
You do?
Sure. Isn't that my job as a mother?
650 says, I think Hooman just wants to hear a thank you for taking interest in trying.
What?
You're welcome.
Your brother.
We know that's how you feel, Sarah, but sometimes we forget to verbalize things.
Yeah, John's been pretty grateful to Hooman. He tries to express it, and Hooman doesn't like him anymore. So I guess we're going to have to deal with that. Hooman can't wait till my brother leaves.
Hooman, is it true you don't like Big John?
Tell the truth.
I just don't like the way things played out. So, you know.
So you do like him?
Do you?
I don't think he's a horrible human being. I just can't believe how much power the NFL has over him. It's a little surprising. And it's surprising that 7 years just gets flushed down the toilet for the NFL.
Well, you're the one who just flushed.
Oh, is it me?
Yeah.
Is it me?
It was
saying let's cancel?
It was one day. Radio.com. Radio.com. Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Have a wonderful rest of your day, everyone. I can just tell this is going to be an amazing week. Here we are in October. The air is going to turn crisp, and it's going to start raining this week.
Oh, yeah.
Rain
tomorrow.
Does that mean we're going to get some snow? Mm-hmm. I heard it's going to heat back up.
Mm. It's going to be a weird winter because El Nino weather pattern could bring us tons of rain and maybe no snow or tons of snow, too.
We're thinking about going to Tahoe at Christmas time. I hope we get a little snow.
We never do know.
We'll
have to just wait and see.
But you got to book the house now, Vinny. That's the problem, you know. And then cross your fingers.
Anyway, stay tuned because Lexi's coming up and then Jane this afternoon. Tons of stuff to give away to
Rules. The 12K a day continues on. A couple minutes from now, Lexi will have your next chance at $1,000. We'll see you tomorrow.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.